This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas is again in an official public health emergency. Governor Asa Hutchinson made that declaration yesterday.
Anytime you're having staffing shortages in the hospital, whenever today we have, I believe it is, four COVID patients that are waiting in ambulances to be able to find a hospital to go to, that constitutes an emergency and a public health crisis. I'm also adopting this proclamation for a public health emergency for two specific reasons for actions. And one is for Adam to seek necessary staffing assistance in our health care programs across Arkansas through our interstate compact.
The governor says the emergency declaration will also allow for the easing of licensure for health care professionals.
For returning to the profession after they have retired, that they can reenter, or to speed entry into service. And we're looking at a number of different specific actions. I'm directing our Department of Health to take the steps necessary to ease that licensure even more so that we can increase our staffing in the hospitals and for those that are in need.
Governor Hutchinson says that emergency declaration is subject to review by a committee of the whole of the state legislature, but it is in effect right now. The governor says after a conversation with the White House this week, the federal government will send a surge response team to Arkansas. He says that that team can help the state analyze, strategize, and maximize current hospital space as more and more patients need medical attention. The governor is also calling a special session, likely next week, to address the recently enacted Act 1002. That act prohibits any school district in the state from implementing a mask mandate on its own.
Most likely next week to amend Act 1002 to give local school boards, local decision makers, the authority to make a decision for the public health of those that are 12 and under, or their entire school environment. But I'm particularly concerned about those that are in that age category. I have consulted with Speaker Shepard and Senate Pro Tem Hickey, and they have expressed to me that it's going to be a heavy lift to get passage of this in the legislature, but I have confidence that as the legislature looks at this, they will understand, one, that it's a conservative principle to utilize local decision making, and not everything fits statewide, and then secondly, that this is necessary really for providing local school boards the ability to protect those most vulnerable young people, 12 and under, as they go to school, and we all want to have school in that environment.
At his press conference this week, the governor recited statistics made public earlier in the week by Arkansas Children's in Little Rock. Those numbers show there are 24 children hospitalized there with the virus, half of whom are too young to receive a vaccination, and none of the young patients are fully immunized. And the governor stressed the special session will not be about a statewide mask mandate.
This is not about a debate about mask mandates for those that can make their own decisions and have means to get vaccinated. This is a discussion about the school environment where schools can make decisions to add to the public health for their own school environment and for the children that they have a responsibility to protect. There's no discussion about restrictions on business, mandates on businesses. We are wide open in Arkansas. We're going to be doing business in Arkansas. We've got to we have to live with the threat of the virus, the increase in vaccinations, but also we've got to continue to do business, provide for our families, and there's not going to be those kind of restrictions here in this state.
The Arkansas Department of Health reports as of late yesterday, just more than 41% of Arkansans 12 and over are fully immunized, and about 11.5% of that eligible population is partially immunized.